Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Many of you, like I did, watched this press conference at the United States Supreme Court on the steps of that court with regards to Dr. Simone Gold and other physicians with America's frontline doctors addressing the issues related to COVID-19. That quickly went viral with about 20 million viewers, and then censorship came in, and these particular videos, including the press conference, were simply removed. Where our guest today on Faith and Freedom is Dr. Simone Gold. Dr. Gold has been a board-certified emergency medicine physician for 20 years, and she is also a lawyer, having graduated from Stanford University. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Dr. Gold.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Gold, I watched your press conference, and I was amazed by the information and the breadth of experts that you brought together for that particular press conference. And then as equally amazed and shocked, although we knew about the censorship, because we've seen it in many different situations, but it was so quick, and so many other people got to see the censorship of the social media platforms that literally removed your press conference from the YouTube and Facebook and other platforms as well. Were you surprised by that kind of immediate censorship of your information?
I was shocked. Of course, I've seen a lot of censorship over this year, especially relating to COVID, but to see the swiftness it was taken down and to see the uniformity and obvious coordination to be taken down. We were taken down by YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even LinkedIn. And then my own website was illegally taken down. It is, there's no words, you know. We have the First Amendment, we have the Constitution, and it's just being destroyed.
Now, the amazing thing, your press conference took place on a Monday, and providentially, there were hearings scheduled in a House subcommittee 2 days later on Wednesday. And your press conference occurred in the middle of the day, toward the end of the afternoon, and then that evening, late afternoon, it was censored. So within a day and a half, there were these hearings where Mark Zuckerberg and other social media representatives were called to this subcommittee, and the issue was the very thing we're talking about, the censorship that they have been doing. The amazing thing, however, is that hearing was not scheduled because of your meeting. That hearing was scheduled sometime before, it was canceled because of COVID, and then it was rescheduled to that particular moment. From your standpoint, it was certainly very unfortunate. However, from the standpoint of getting this information out that censorship is occurring and we need to do something about it, it was providential that your situation happened on Monday, and these hearings occurred just 2 days and less than that later on Wednesday. So there is a big problem here. And what I've always said, Dr. Gold, and I think you will agree, that whether somebody agrees or disagrees with, say, for example, hydroxychloroquine, and we're going to talk about that in a few moments. That's not the point. The point is we as individuals have a right to receive information and make decisions for ourselves rather than have a censor filter by these techs who are not even medically trained.
So one of the reasons I decided to speak up now, is because I was seeing a medical issue, but I was also seeing a legal crisis. And everyone is talking about the medical issue and acting as though it's a crisis. And nobody's even talking about the fact that there is a legal crisis, a constitutional crisis on our hands. So for me, the fact that a patient cannot easily talk to a doctor about hydroxychloroquine because they're self-censoring because they've only heard negatives, and the fact that the doctors can't talk about hydroxychloroquine with the patient because they're actually being threatened by governors or their job, as in my case, means that free speech is in the process of dying in our country. Now, I know that the lack of access to hydroxychloroquine is a real-world result of misinformation, disinformation, and censorship. For me, it's the same issue. You go down this path of censorship, and you end up not being able to get a drug that you need. And I very much wanted to highlight that it's really one and the same. And I was very glad they were doing a congressional hearing on censorship that Wednesday. It's interesting how it works out, isn't it?
It is interesting how it works out. Because if they can censor you here, they can censor you anywhere. I know when I was growing up, and the Soviet Union was one of the world's powers, and we were in the Cold War, I remember talking to my mom, saying specifically, I'm glad we live in America, because here we can actually get the truth printed and we can see it on TV, and there in the Soviet Union, the former Soviet Union, it's a state-run media, and they only receive what the state-run media wants them to receive. And here we are, 2020, and that's exactly what we have in the United States. It's not the government per se. In some cases, it is. But in this particular situation, it is social media, which the government has enabled to do what it's doing. And now the government needs to address it because they gave immunity to these social media platforms when they were in their infancy and they were not censors, they were neutral providers. But now they've become the worst censor, and they're the super information highways, and now they only allow you to get information that they want. That is very concerning.
We have to remember that the Constitution is what keeps us free and keeps us special across the world. So Americans have a right to speak freely, to freely assemble, practice their religion, and these rights are being terribly deprived at the moment, and Americans need to pay attention to this. Because without that, we end up living in a country like China.
Yeah.
This is critical.
It really is. You know, we have the wife of one of the people that I know very well, and actually this individual works with Liberty Council, and his wife came down with COVID not long ago. And of course, they are certainly tuned in to hydroxychloroquine, and so she insisted after she got tested positive to get the drug hydroxychloroquine. The doctor ultimately did so. 2 days later, she felt amazingly well. All the symptoms were gone. The congestion was gone. She posted that personal story on her Facebook. One of our other members that works out of our DC office posted a reply and said, "That's truth." And that particular reply, Dr. Gold, got censored. A reply to somebody who's giving a personal statement about their personal experience with hydroxychloroquine. I mean, that's extreme.
Yes, I can't stress enough that this is the critical issue of the day, that you can't post your own stories. I have been prohibited, or my items have been deleted when I'm talking about my direct observation of treating patients. I'm going to say as loud as I can, hydroxychloroquine and zinc works. It works very well if you give it early or prophylactically. I've directly seen it. That's my own personal testimony. There's thousands of doctors across the world. In much of the world, it's over-the-counter. In the country of India, which is the second most populous nation in the world with 1.3 billion people, they give it prophylactically pretty much to anybody who wants it. That's been their national policy since March. So this is just a lie. It's just a lie that's been told to the American people. And we're not even allowed to speak the truth.
Within the practice of medicine, have you ever experienced this kind of censorship regarding any other drug or medical practice or personal observation that you and other colleagues of yours have experienced with treating patients?
Not only have we never experienced this level of censorship, we've never experienced any censorship at all. This is so unusual and bizarre. There's no more adjectives I can come up with. This is a sui generis, unique event in the history of the practicing of medicine.
Wow.
Never happened.
That's astounding. Tomorrow on and the rest of the week, we're going to be diving into specifically hydroxychloroquine and other issues, the COVID issue, the treatment, the young people versus other people who are susceptible, the wearing of masks, a lot of different issues that we're going to talk about. But one of the themes certainly is going to be this censorship as well. Go to lcaction.org, lcaction.org. And there you can go to the resources section for information on this and others. You can also get directly to Dr. Gold's website for America's Frontline Doctors from there as well. And you can also sign the petition, because now is an opportune time to have Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act repealed so that these tech giants will be held accountable, and also to have the FCC and the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, the Federal Communications Commission, issue regulations to regulate these like they do other airwaves and telephone. They can't just shut off your service because they don't like you. And neither should big tech be allowed to do that as well. Go to lcaction.org. That's lcaction.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776.